Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Jazz is a distinctly American art form, but that hasn't stopped musicians from other cultures and countries from finding their way into it and making it their own.
Cuba has put its cultural stamp on jazz with giants like Tito Puente, Arturo Sandoval, and Chucho Valdez. American jazz artists like Cal Tjader and Dizzy Gillespie looked to the small island off the coast of Florida and took its Latin influences into their own music. And now another generation of Cuban musicians takes center stage.
Cuba's Harold Lopez Nussa was born in 1983. He began playing piano at a young age, and his music today is a fusion of American and Latin jazz, Afro-Cuban, and other Cuban folk music, and European classical forms.
Lopez Nussa and his trio will perform at the UWM Fine Arts Recital Hall tonight, but we caught up with him at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music yesterday afternoon to chat and get a preview. First of all, Harold Lopez Nussa, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thanks to you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and mucho gusto.
Encantado.
So before we get into talking, I'm hoping you'll play a little something
for us. Yeah,
and tell us what it is.
I was thinking that maybe I can play some from the CD. This is a piece by Ernesto Lecuona, who is one of the greatest Cuban piano player and composer. We call it like classical Cuban music. So I learned this specific piece in the school when I was a child, and we revisited it in the CD. So I will play it for you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks. So much fun for me to sit right next to you and watch your hands. At some points, they were going so fast, they were blurring, and I'm only a couple of feet away from you. So I guess I want to start right there with the idea of Cuban classical. There's so much, for such a small island, there's so much music and so much influence from other things. You have the Afro-Cuban, you have classical influence, you have American jazz. All of those things kind of melted together in Cuba.
Oh yeah, definitely. We are lucky to have this great heritage from those big names of Cuban musicians like Ernesto Lecuona, like Cervantes, who they went to Europe to study classical. They were classical training, and then they like mixed between African influence and even jazz and even many things. So they were the pioneers of all of this. And yeah, we built on a small island, but music is really, really important for us. There is a lot of history over there from Africa, from Spain, from the States, of course. The jazz is also part of our, it's almost like we feel very like it's not from us, of course, definitely from the States, but we feel like we have our own jazz and our own way to play jazz. So I'm very proud to be Cuban and to make part of this history of music.
I think that's exactly it, that there is a way that Cuban musicians have made jazz theirs. It's you've made it your own. You tell your stories through the jazz, and all of those influences come to bear.
Definitely, that's what we're trying, and it's thanks to those big names. I just mentioned Ernesto Lecuona, Cervantes, but then there is Bebo Valdez, the father of Chucho Valdez, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, before Rubén González, Lili Martinez. There is a big list of piano players who mix Cuban style classical and jazz before us, and what we learn from them, and then we start our own way to try to do the things.
One of the things I love about your new album is that you mix all of those influences into different songs, into different tunes on the album. Mm. So I hear certain ones that are very classical influenced, the European classical tradition. Yeah. Then I hear things that I could have heard in Chicago or New Orleans. You know, there's a certain kind of rhythm and a certain chord structure. And then I hear things that are absolutely Cuban or South American. There's South American influence as well.
Definitely. We as we are an island, we have a lot of influence coming in, even if we were close a little bit. But even like that, we always were looking to what's happened here in the state, what was happening all the world. When I was in the school, I remember that, well, it's still very hard to find some records from, for example, from jazz musician in the state. It's very hard because you can't find it in Cuba. You don't have internet, you don't have a shop to buy the CDs, but I don't know how every single Cuban musician have all the music. We are always looking forward what is going to happen, what is the new release. When somebody have one album, then we copy illegally over there. So so that's the way, and everybody's looking for what is happening outside Cuba. And this, of course, influenced all the music, not only the jazz, popular music, timba, everything that happened in Cuba have a lot of influence from the outside also.
Now, you have a classical training.
I had. I did in the school, like classical training. That's what we learn in the school in Cuba, yeah.
I can tell by the way you play because you use the whole keyboard. You have that technique, you know, that you put everything onto, which is wonderful to hear. But then you have, in the piece we just heard, you did a little variation in there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I took the original, and then I go some somewhere else.
That's the jazz.
that's the magic of the jazz, yes. That's what we love.
Do you think now that things are a little more open between our countries that the music is going to start? I mean, we've always had Cuban music here. It's like getting our music to you, like you said.
Yeah.
Do you think there's more of a trade happening now?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I think if things getting more open, well, we're going to have more Cuban musicians coming to the States, and also more American musicians coming to Cuba, play with Cuban musicians, share music and share ideas. So that will be very helpful for us, for here. I mean, people need to be together, and I think that music could do that. I mean, music can speak in every language and can put people together. Don't matter what political party you are, no matter if you are what the color of your skin or what is your religion. I mean, music can put together people from all around the world, then this is magic, and hopefully this approach continue. Right now it's a little hard because it's getting more tension again, but still, well, we are here, we are making a tour for our album release, and I'm very happy to this because I love play for the American audience, and I love to share my music with all the guys here. So hopefully we continue in this way and not again with
go back.
We'll see.
I'm hoping that you can maybe demonstrate a little something for me on the piano, taking say a jazz standard and how you might do it Cuban style, how you might bring in the Cuban influences to make it yours.
Let me try something.
Okay.
I will try with, this is the first standard piece that I learned from my uncle, so I will try something like that.
It went right into the rhythm. The rhythm changed. It was wonderful.
Yeah, the rhythm changed. It's more like syncopated. Mm. Instead of the... it's a different feeling.
Right. And then also, there was a little bit in the chord, too. There was a little change in the feeling there.
Yeah, also, it's not just rhythm. It's also melodies that remind us our tradition and harmonies. Of course, our harmonies are not so rich like in jazz, but both, the mix of both could be very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
So for you, now that you've got the new album out, you're touring with the trio. The trio is going to be here tonight at the Fine Arts Auditorium. When you bring the music to the United States or to Europe, wherever you're taking it, do you find that people respond to it, that they really love what the Cuban influence is on this kind of music?
I think so. I definitely feel that people here in the States, they understand what we do, and they really appreciate what we are trying to do. I mean, of course, we would love to have more and more people who support us and to know about what we do. But I always feel the response is positive, and I feel very comfortable with it. it's true that sometimes in some countries they don't know too much about Cuban music, but it's not the case of the States. Even in this more small cities, there is some Cuban up there living there. There is some Latino people over there, so they can know about what we are trying to do. So yeah.
Well, it's just so wonderful that you're back here. How many times have you played here now?
Well, it's my second time.
Second time.
Hopefully not the last one.
Not the last, no. No, we want you to come back. We absolutely do. I'm hoping that you'll wrap up with something that you love, either from the new album or something. I want to go back. Before I let you do that, I want to talk to you about composition a little bit, about writing your own things.
Okay.
How does that work for you? Does it come with a melody first?
Well, usually came like sometimes it's a melody, sometimes it's just a groove or rhythm. Usually came not with my instrument. Usually came when I'm traveling in a plane, in my home, doing something with my daughters. I don't know. I always try to record in my phone, singing, and I don't think too very well. So, but I have my phone full of ideas that came to me in the night, in the afternoon, anytime during the day. Then when I'll listen in the game where I was recording and trying to translate to the piano. Sometimes it's hard because I think too bad. But anyway, I love this. The process that I have one idea, then I come back to the idea. I try to find something to translate this idea from my phone to the piano. And then sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not that good. But all the process is wonderful. I mean, I love all the parts of the process. And then when I get something that I think that could be work, I share with the guys, with the trio, with the musician that I work with. And then it's when the final music came in, because they also put a lot of things in my compositions. They choose his own way to translate what I'm trying to play. So that's the whole process is just wonderful. Yeah.
Do your daughters like your music?
Oh, I hope so.
Do they listen to you, or do they say
they listen to? They
Papa,
listen
you're,
to,
you're
they,
practicing again.
When I saw that they dance, them I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you take us out with something of yours
that
your daughters have danced to?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I will. Oh, this is Hialeah. This is also in my new CD.
López Nusa, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias a usted. Un placer estar aquí.
Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa recorded at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music.
Lopez Nusa and the rest of his trio will perform at UWM's Fine Arts Recital Hall this evening. There is more information at wuwm.com. Jason Reavy recorded and mixed our on-site interview.